hey, Merry Christmas. Thank you so much for joining us. Hey, my name is Andy Ryder, community pastor for Crossroads Anywhere.
And I'm Hannah, and it's amazing to be with you.
Yes. Hey, thank you for sharing part of your holiday with us. We're so glad to have you.
I tell you what, Christmas Eve is such a special night.
Yeah, it really is.
Because it's not just about making memories, even though those are amazing, whether you're watching with your family or in a building having cocoa, whatever it is. It's also just an invitation to truly pause.
That's right.
And experience what is this all about and remember why we truly celebrate Christmas. It's one of my favorite nights, for sure.
We've got a really special time for you, but this isn't just about like you visiting our Christmas through a screen. No, we actually want you to be a part of the scene. We'd love to see what your Christmas celebration looks like. We actually have a specific tool. We'd love to get a glimpse into how you are celebrating right now.
That's right. So we're capturing photos on Tagboard, which this QR code link is right on your screen right now. It's so simple. You just scan it or go to the link and you just share your photo with us. So if you're in your PJs, having cocoa with your family, or just simply enjoying from a coffee shop or wherever you might be experiencing this right now, we want to know about your Christmas, because it takes it from just being us talking to you actually talking to us and experiencing the joy together. And we want that.
Yeah, that's right. So one of the things you need to know about Crossroads is like, man, there's stuff that you can watch. There's great stuff that you can experience through a screen, but that's not the whole thing. The best thing about Crossroads isn't what you can watch. It's actually the community that you can belong to. So we'd love for you to get to experience that. There's loads of ways that can happen, but we just want to give you like the cheat code, like one simple way that wherever you are, you can be a part of this community.
Yeah, so that's a connect card. The easiest way to do that is this is at crossroads.net/anywhere. And that connect card is all in the name. What we're trying to do through that is get to know you, be able to pray for you, be able to support you, and truly help you figure out how you might want to get plugged in at your church. That's the best way to do it, is the connect card.
Yeah, that's right. Easy way for you to do that, you can just go to crossroads.net/anywhere.
That's right.
Click on the connect card thing, and we actually got a special gift we'd love to send.
That's right.
Send to you for doing that. That's going to help you set up your new year in a really, really special way and experience God, I believe, in a fresh way. Now, I got a question for you.
Okay, I'm so up for a question.
You're kind of experiencing the Christmas vibes here. Hopefully you're having an incredible Christmas. You've got all the stuff decorated. You've got gifts under the tree. And I think this time will be a gift for you, but I have a question.
Okay.
What's the best gift you ever received ever?
Okay, the best gift is one time my mom gave me a Care Bear, which was not actually for me, but you could like write on this care, and I used to like write little prayers and notes, and it was just amazing. It was a fun little thing. I did write prayers.
You wrote prayers on your Care Bear?
Yes.
You're definitely more spiritual than I was.
Okay,
I
wasn't going to say it, but you said it. No, I'm just kidding. But speaking of, actually, I'm going to go off to be with my family. You're going to take our people on a new journey into the auditorium and experience more of the night. But I'm going to go to my family now, and I'll catch up with you at the end here. All right, Andy.
Get to it. Okay. So let me give you a sense of what you're going to what you can expect and what you're going to experience in our time together. Now, this is going to be meaningful. Like, I think you're going to hear about Christmas and what it can actually mean for you, not just another day on the calendar, but what it actually means for your daily life right here, right now, wherever you are. And we are a community all over the globe. We've got tens of thousands of people all over the U.S., all over the globe, even in prisons across the country. Hey, and if you are joining us from one of our prisons, man, we are so thankful to have you. We love you guys and girls. Thank you for joining us. Now, I want to let you guys know, we're going to have some music. We're going to have a great teaching. But if you might be like me, you might have experienced, I'm just a little behind on listening to my Christmas music. Hey, we're going to catch you up right now, because we got in one medley over 25 Christmas songs jammed together. Thank you for joining us. I hope you can catch them all right now.
Candles burning low, lots of mistletoe. Oh, up on the high stop, click, 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 and all I want for Christmas is...
You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Deck the halls with boughs of holly, la-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la.
Thumpity-thump, thump, thumpity-thump, thump. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and
turkey and collard greens.
And it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Come on, everybody with me. It's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Yeah.
Hey, Justin, you know what every sleigh ride needs?
Snow.
Yep. wanna build a snowman with boughs of holly.
On the count of three. One, two, three. Get them up here. Come on. Let's have them. Yeah. Hey, all right. We, you know, these kids down here, these kids throwing snowballs at me right now, whose parents have left the building to go to Target and shop. Some of you kids are like, this is awesome. This is amazing. And if you're an adult in here right now, you're like, yeah, exactly. This is what Thanksgiving to New Year's feels like all year long. It feels like somebody put me in one of those little snow globes and they just start shaking it up. Anyone can identify with that? Yes, as I'm getting pelted. Hey, what we have for you right now, the rest of this time, it is a gift. It is a gift. It is a gift. So I want to invite you on your feet. Stand up on your feet. Maybe get your children if you've lost them. And we're going to sing about the joy that has come into the world.
Merry Christmas, everyone. The best time of this season is singing together. Let's sing right now. Sing joy.
Joy to the world.
Joy to the world. Let's sing joy. Oh, joy to the world.
that just help paint this beautiful picture and remind us, God, that you sent your son to this earth as a baby in the form of a human to die on a cross for us so that we can experience hope, salvation, your redemption, restoration, God, through you. And we say thank you. We love you, Jesus, and this is all for you. In your name we pray, amen, amen. Can we just give it up for our God one more time? We're so happy that you're here with us tonight. Before you take a seat, go ahead and turn to somebody and say hello.
Up here. This is crazy. Wow. Hey, welcome everybody. Oh, I just got nailed. Oh my gosh. Snowball fight is over. In case, oh boy. This is gonna go poorly. Wow. Hey, welcome to Crossroads, everybody. My name is Kyle. I've never met our lead pastor here. I just want to say, on behalf of all of our amazing staff, the thousands of volunteers who make this place run every single week, it's an honor to have you with us. If you're in person at one of our sites, if you're joining us online, so glad that you are here today with us. Now, this is a family service. Kids are in the room. That's okay. Parents, we understand you have squirmy kids next to you. And so I've made a talk I think your kids are going to love. It's called the Hyperstatic Union and the Paradox of Ultimate Condensation and Nativity Story. It's about an hour too long. You're gonna really, just kidding, no. Getting complicated with the Christmas story is wildly unnecessary because the truth and the power in the Christmas story is so simple, even the youngest child can understand it. But adults, do not mistake simple for shallow. Because in the depth of the manger is every gift you've ever wanted and more than you can possibly imagine. Now, kids, let's be honest for a second about the adults in your life. They want weird Christmas presents, don't they? I mean, think about your mom, think about your grandma. What do you think they're gonna get for Christmas? Shout it out. What do you think they're gonna get? Yes, soap. Yeah, perfume. Maybe some jewelry if your daddy is smart, you know? Maybe a vacuum if he's not. We'll see. We'll see soon. What about your dad? What do you think your dad is gonna get for Christmas? Shout it out. A lawnmower, I heard. I don't know. It's winter, that's strange. Some tools, right? Car parts. Maybe a glass decanter he puts on a high shelf hoping you don't break it. Exactly. Exactly. Okay, now here's the thing. Kids, listen, focus for a second. What do you want for Christmas? Shout it out, kids. Yeah, video games and bikes and awesome stuff, yeah. That makes so much more sense. Okay, now, here's a question, focus. Here's a question. Would you don't actually know what you're gonna get on Christmas yet. If you do know, you cheated and you shouldn't do that. You don't know what you're gonna get. Without knowing, would you trade your presents that you're gonna get for the presents that your mom's gonna get? No, of course. Would you trade your presents for the presents your dad is gonna get? No, of course. Okay, now, brothers in the room. Are there any brothers in the room? Okay, without, the kid says it's me. I know, there's a lot of you, kid. That's great. Brothers, would you trade your presents for your sister's presents? No! Sisters, would you trade your presents for your brothers? No! No, no, of course not. Why? Because you have a hope that there's somebody who knows you, who loves you, who understands what you want and has wrapped it and stuck it under the tree, that there's a good gift waiting for you. This past weekend, our senior pastor, Brian Tome, gave one of my favorite messages. It was about the movie Christmas Vacation. It was awesome. If you missed it, go back and watch it. And he talks about how lights at Christmas, whether we realize it or not, all trace themselves back to the biblical story of Christmas. Because Jesus said he's the light of the world.
And this message today is very simple. Jesus said he's the gift, the reason that there's any gifts under any tree across the world at Christmas is because of Jesus, because God says he is the best giver of all good gifts. It says this in James 1:17, which parents, if you wanted a good verse to start your kids with and their life and understanding of scripture, start with this one. James 1:17 says, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. See, that's the single, simple, incredible truth and power of the Christmas story. There's a God who loves you. There's a God who knows everything about you. And he has incredible good gifts planned for you. In fact, if you rewind all the way back 2,000 years ago to the original Christmas story, that's pretty much exactly what the angels shouted out of the sky to the shepherds. The story comes from Luke 2, but rather than read it to you myself, it's a family service, and so I'm gonna have a very special guest read it for us today. Welcome my daughter, Gracie, to the stage to read us the Christmas story.
Luke 2:8-14. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all of the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he is pleased."
Remember what it felt like to be one of those shepherds? Good news, good gifts coming your way. Do you remember what it felt like to be a kid and to go to sleep dreaming that everything you ever wanted could be under that tree?
Trying to fall asleep in the pale moonlight of Christmas Eve. There was no way of knowing. It didn't stop you from hoping that your dreams could be under that tree. Remember how it felt just like magic. Gifts appeared without effort overnight. With all your cares on hold, if good enough you're told, it could be the best day of your life. Is it just and part of God's greater plan? Well, sometimes it feels like what's keeping me is dead, is as thin as the paper I'm wrapping these gifts in. If heaven is closed, why does it feel so far away? If you were silent and the ache inside you spoke, then what would it beg for? Like a child still filled with hope. And more than just love. part of God's greater plan. It's starting to feel like what's keeping me is dead. It's as thin as a paper I'm wrapping these gifts in. It's Emmanuel that come make your home. It's starting to feel like what's keeping me is dead. It's as thin as a paper I'm wrapping these gifts in. You're Emmanuel that come be.
God, that's our prayer. That if you have good gifts, we would love to receive them. If you're more than we've imagined, we'd love to see you, God. I'm asking for everyone here, everyone watching online, that we would see you and sense you more powerfully this Christmas season than ever before. Amen. Amen. Well, that scripture that we heard, that was Luke 2. There's a piece of it I want to take us back to, Luke 2:11. The angel says to the shepherds, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Not unto all humanity, unto you, the shepherds, specifically chosen, a personal gift to them. That's incredible good news. But the interesting thing is that when Jesus was announced, the shepherds run back and they tell everybody, oh my gosh, this is what happened and it's crazy. It's not actually received as awesome news by the people. They receive it as the opposite. One of the other authorized biographies of Jesus, the book of Matthew, puts it this way. It says, "Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem saying, 'Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him.' When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all of Jerusalem with him." Troubled, why? Because they didn't think it was actually a gift. That's why. They didn't think it was a gift at all. And adults, I know that many of us, we grew up in or around church, and that's how Jesus actually felt to us. Not a gift, the opposite of a gift, more like an obligation, not the arrival of peace, the arrival of religious obligations. Not the arrival of hope, the arrival of judgment. Not the arrival of joy, the taking away of all freedom. That's what he felt like to us. And because of that, you've never connected with the idea of him being a gift. It was all about say the right stuff and think the right stuff and do the right stuff. And none of that stuff turned out to be remotely helpful or encouraging or inspiring to us. And so we just sort of locked it away in this category called not actually a gift. It felt like anything, like work. Which, by the way, some gifts turn out to be like that. Some things present themselves as a gift, and you'd be wise to know they're not actually a gift. Men, we need to have this conversation right now, actually. Because on Christmas, you're going to get a gift, you're going to open it, and you're going to be like, awesome, I got a new drill. Ooh, a new socket set. Yeah, nail gun. Oh. And you're going to think you got a gift. You did not. You just got a job, brother. That's what you got. Because on December 26th, your wife is going to be like, hey, aren't you off work today? Didn't you just get that new drill? I was thinking that you could. And when you hear those words, run. Just go. That's not a gift. That's work. And that's how God has felt to many of us. Not actually a gift, just like work, and work that we're not incredibly interested in. Like it's something worse than we imagine. But as kids, we had this hope, right? That we had this hope that the gifts we were going to receive were not just what we hoped for, that they'd even transcend that, that they would be better than we ever imagined. That's how Christmas felt to me when I was 5 years old, thanks in no small part to my older sister. And now I'm going to tell this story, but are there any older siblings in the room? Older brothers, older sisters, raise your hand. Okay, keep your hands up. Now, I'm going to tell you this story, but the problem with this story is it's going to tell you how to do something you should not do. Okay? And so I need you to promise me that you're not going to do the bad thing. So raise your right hand, all older brothers, older sisters, raise your right hand and repeat after me. I promise to listen to the handsome man on stage and not trick my younger siblings. Okay, now I'm trusting you. I was 5 years old. My older sister, Erin, this is Erin, by the way, or as I called her then, her other name, Liar, is what we... And she wanted, for Christmas, she wanted an artist easel. And she knew that I knew what she was getting for Christmas. Now, why, great question, why did my parents tell me, a five-year-old, what she was getting for Christmas? That's a terrible idea. No offense, five-year-olds, not the most trustworthy people in the world. But I knew, she knew I knew. And so she cornered me one day, she got me alone. She was like, listen, you need to tell me, what am I getting for Christmas? And I was like, I'm not telling you. Mom said not to. I'm Fort Knox. I was unbreakable. I will not tell you. And then she goes, well, I'll tell you what, make you a deal. I know what you're getting for Christmas. And so if you tell me what I'm getting, I'll tell you what you're getting and I'll go first. And I was like, deal, sounds great. And so I told her, well, she goes, okay. And by the way, I wanted a remote control car. That was like my dream, a remote control car, just one that was like, just went fast. That's all. It was be amazing, been incredible. And so she gets me real close. She's like, come here, guess what you're getting? You're getting a remote control car. And I was like, yes! She goes, it has big tires and it goes really fast and it climbs walls. I was like, climbs wall. It drives on the ceiling, drives on the ceiling. It talks, it's a robot, it's crazy. I was like, this is better than I could have ever imagined. My little five-year-old mind was blown. I never fathomed something so glorious. It's coming my way. And so I told her what she was getting. Now, technically, I did not do what my parents said not to do, which is tell her directly. I said, what you're getting rhymes with weasel. And so I held a little bit of integrity still there. And the next morning, we go downstairs, Christmas comes next morning, and right there next to the tree is her easel, and she's pumped. And I come down, and look under, and there's a box. I was like, oh, this is the box, shape of a remote control car. It's gonna be awesome. So I open the box, I rip it open, I open it up, and inside is clothes. So I go to the next box, oh, maybe it's this one. And I open it up, and inside is a dinosaur? It's not bad, not a remote control car, you know? And I go after present after present after present, and I opened all of my presents, and guess what wasn't in any of them? The remote control magical car that drives on ceilings and talks was not in there. Why? Because she made it up. That's why. Again, older brothers and sisters, do not trick your younger brother and sister. Do not do that. Because what will happen is about 35, 40 years later, they might be on a stage like this and tell everybody about it. That's why. Payback, it's coming. Now, thankfully, God is not like my sister, who, by the way, is a very nice person now. She's a lovely person. God doesn't promise good gifts that are just made up. He doesn't make up stuff just to kind of trick us. Oh, I got you good, ha ha. That's not what he does. See, when God promises something, he always delivers, always. Every single time. That's not fanciful hope. That's not naive wishful thinking. That is quite literally historically proven fact. If you read the Christmas story in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, you look in there and find the details, you need to understand what you're reading was actually prophesied about, promised 700 years plus in many cases earlier. In fact, many of those same images that Luke references in Luke 2, those start 700 years earlier in the book of Isaiah that promised the Messiah, the child that would be given for us. Isaiah 9:2 says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, and of the greatness of his government and of peace, there will be no end." See, when God promises something, you can count on it. It's exactly what he delivered. Exactly what he delivered. To the detail of where he'd be born and how he'd be born, all the incredible. And God makes a promise, you can count on it. It's proven. It's actually one of the things I'm most grateful for about Crossroads. We're gonna celebrate our 30-year anniversary coming up in March of 2026, and over 30 years, it's been incredible to watch God work here. We've got no scandals, had no balls dropped, had no lack of follow-through. It's not to say everything's gone perfect, but we've seen the faithfulness of God. We've seen his proven character, and we've been able to mirror him according to his goodness and his faithfulness to us. God is always faithful. The question I have for you is, do you believe that? Do you believe it for you? For unto you a child has been given. Do you believe that he's faithful to deliver on his promises to you? Now, there's many promises if you come through the Christmas story. Promises, good promises, all over the place. I'll read you just a few of them out of just the book of Luke. The angel Gabriel says to Zacharias, Luke 1:14, and you will have joy and gladness. Same angel to Mary, Luke 1:37, promises that nothing will be impossible for you. Mary then to her cousin Elizabeth, Luke 1:50, his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. In other words, if you follow God, if you believe in his promises for you, God's mercy won't just be on you and your house, it'll be on your kids and their kids and their kids, generation after generation. Zechariah's prophecy, Luke 1:71, says we should be saved from our enemies. Whatever enemy you have in your life, God says, I promise I'll save you. The angels to the shepherds, Luke 2:10, says, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. See, the promise of the Christmas story is that your future, the future you spend so much time worrying about, so much time fretting about. As a parent, you fret for your kids and their future and what's going to happen and how do I protect them and how do I control them? Guess what? It's in the hands of a good father who loves you and who has good gifts prepared for you. That's the promise of the Christmas story. Doesn't mean that everything's going to bounce exactly your way. I'm not saying go out and play the Powerball and you're going to win. It doesn't mean bad things won't happen to you. It doesn't mean you won't experience pain. It means something, though, I would say better. It means something better. Yes, yes, eternity spent with God. Yes, an eternity free from pain and problems. Yes, yes, yes. But not just heaven someday. If you think that's the promise of the Christmas story, you missed the whole thing. It's not a promise of just heaven someday. It's a promise that here and now you can experience the good gifts of a father who loves you. Jesus was born in Bethlehem, called the city of David. David was one of the ancestors of Jesus, King David. He wrote many of the Psalms in the Bible, including this one. That's one of my favorite sections in all of Scripture. David wrote in Psalm 27:13, I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Not someday, not a long time from now. David says, I'm confident that here and now I will see his goodness. And so he says, wait for the Lord. Be strong, take heart, wait for the Lord. Guess what? People who believe that, they want to be around God. And because they believe that he has good gifts for them, they get close to him and they do things like talk to him on a more frequent basis. They pray. And when you do that, guess what God does? He gives you more gifts. Again, that's not just my opinion. That's actually now statistically proven fact. We did a survey a few months ago. We surveyed thousands and thousands of people. And we asked them two questions. How often do you pray? And have you seen a gift in your life in the past 12 months that you would say, yes, had to come from God? And this is the result. Kids, this is a chart. I promise it won't be up very long. It's gonna remind you of school. Don't worry about it. It's very important though. All the way on the left, if you did not pray at all, 13% of people said they saw God give them a gift. On the other side, if you pray every day, 90% of people said in the past 12 months, I received a gift that could have only come from God. See, when you believe there's a father who loves you, when you take a step closer to him, when you hold out your hands like a child and you say, God, if you have a good gift for me, I'll take it. Guess what he does? He fills your arms up. That's what he does. That's what he does. By the way, if that piques your interest around prayer, and you'd have to be in a coma for that not to pique your interest around prayer, then maybe prayer's always been a thing that you just never quite understood how it works, and maybe you grew up and it was like magical words you had to say, and you could get it wrong or whatever. We're doing a whole teaching series on the weekends, on Sundays, in January called Pray Wild Prayers. We'd love to have you come back. Doesn't matter if you've ever been here before. Doesn't matter if you believe in God. Love to have you check out that series. Worst that happens is you waste a couple hours of your life. Best thing that could happen to you is your life is transformed. And you come to meet a God who knows and who loves you. Love to have you back from that. So you'll learn to talk to a God who is better than you can imagine. God doesn't just say, dream up the heights of your imagination and I'm that good. God says, no, no, no. I go way past your puny little imagination. Way past whatever you think is good. I'm so much better than that. Ephesians 3:20 says, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. That's the character of God. That's the arrival of Christmas. It's not the arrival of religious obligation. It's the end of it. It's not the arrival of judgment in your life. It's the final word spoken over your life so there never is a judgment. It's not restriction in your life. It's the beginning of freedom. This is the message and the promise and the power of the Christmas story. It is why Jesus said, you got to become like a child to receive the gift. Because see, adults, we get a little squirrely when it comes to gifts. Kids, this is a weird thing about us as adults. It's really strange. When people want to give us gifts, we get all like, I don't know. Do I deserve it? Have I earned it? What's the catch? We wonder all these things. So Jesus says, no, you got to become like a little child if you want to receive me. Said this in Mark 10:15. Jesus says, I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never, ever enter it. And so kids, I need your help one last time. Let's imagine that on Christmas morning, you get that present, the number one present that you want the most. Let's imagine that you get it. When that happens, will you say, no, I don't deserve this? No, you probably won't say that, will you? Will you be like, I don't know if I've earned it? No, no. Will you say, what's the catch? No. When you receive the gift that you hope to get, kids, instead what you'll do is you'll just say, thank you. That's right. I like that, kid. Yeah! That'll work. How about a yeah and a thank you? But we'll get to that. It's fine. Yeah, you just say thank you. That's what it means to receive as a child. One of the most brilliant theologians of the past century put it this way. He said that the child doesn't have to struggle to get himself in a good position for having a relationship with God. He doesn't have to craft ingenious ways of explaining his position to Jesus. He doesn't have to create a pretty face for himself. He doesn't have to achieve any state of spiritual feeling or intellectual understanding. All he has to do is happily accept the cookies, the gift of the kingdom. This is the Christmas story. The Christmas story is that there was a God who had everything he could have ever wanted except for you. And so he came born humbly in a manger as a gift to be the final gift you'd ever want and ever need in your life. If you've never received that gift, maybe you want to right now, or maybe you have before, but you want to again. Maybe this has been a year where you felt some distance between you and God. Maybe some things happened and there was a time you felt close to him and you felt close to the Christmas story, but as time has gone on, you just felt distant. If you want to receive that gift, it's so easy. You just have to be like a child. You just hold out your hands and you say, God, in the quiet of your heart right now, you can pray this prayer. You say, God, thank you for the gift of Jesus. I'll take him. That's all you have to say. Let me pray for you. God, thank you so much for the power of the Christmas story. Thank you for the simplicity and the depth of the manger. God, I believe that everything I could ever want is found in you. I'm asking for all of us with a yes in our heart towards you, God, that this would be a year we receive the gift. More of you than we can imagine. That you make us look more like you, that we'd experience more of you, more of your hope and your peace and your joy, that you would fill us and you'd fill our families. Amen. Amen. Well, before we run out of here, I know you've got more chaos and more busyness and you've got dinners to go to and stuff to do. Before it gets all busy and crazy again, we're just gonna take 10 minutes, just 10 minutes, and reflect on the beauty and the power of the Christmas story together. Would you go ahead and stand up? We're gonna sing some of the most powerful, profound Christmas songs that have ever been written as we close out our time together.
Our dear Savior's birth.
time. You got one of these when you came in. Kiddos, you got a glow stick. And if you haven't cracked that thing yet, I am thoroughly impressed. Go ahead and light that thing up. You know, the gift of Christmas, it has spread for over 2,000 years the same way that this light is gonna spread from one side of this room to the other. One person at a time. One person who's received the light and who passes it on to another.
Holy infant,
Christmas is a reminder that God has gifts for us.
That's right.
That he wants to show up in our lives and to help us experience more hope, more life, more transformation.
And so this Christmas, we are just so excited because we have something for you.
Yeah.
We have this gift that Kyle talked about. And the best way for you to get that is to have this Connect card. It's the only way we can really get in contact and not just give you the opportunity to know us, but give us the opportunity to know you. So take just 1 minute. That's all it takes to fill that out. And I know that you won't be sorry that you did.
Yeah, we won't spam you. It's just a way for us to keep up with you to help you. I mean, really, the whole reason our church exists is to help you take just that next step in your walk with God. And these Connect cards help us do that. We'd love for you to fill out. It'll be like me or someone from my team reaching out to connect with you and just see how we can help you grow. And in the same way that we sent these as a gift to folks that we had their information, we're able to send it to them as a Christmas gift. We actually have another gift coming up that's actually, this is a little bit behind the scenes. It's actually a tool and a resource that our staff has used for years to kind of tee up our prayer life and how we kind of go to God and kind of set the tone for the whole year. So we'd love to have you fill out the Connect card. We'll send you a free download of a prayer guide that will help you set up your next year really, really great.
Well, we do hope you'll join us for our online experience that will be all about what we want from God in 2026 before we head into our series, which you're talking about. Prayer is the next series that's coming up. But if we don't see you before that, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. We are so glad that you joined us tonight, and we can't wait to see you next time.